Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes, we'll get back a little bit into the NFL Wild Card Weekend. Six games, all of them will be available either on 92.9 The Game or on our family of networks. Obviously, the Hawks play tonight. You can go watch that game too, by the way. Abe is having a watch party with the Hawks over there at the Hudson Grill in Midtown. You want to go hang out with Abe tonight and watch some Hawks basketball, prizes and all that good stuff. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well and back into the big story of the day in just a minute.
Andy, anybody that comes out of that stairwell, right, in the hallway that comes out the stairwell, I think they all are weirdos, man. Mm-hmm. So it is always that awkward thing when you go in the bathroom behind, because come out the door, he's in front of you, go around, walk in the restroom, and he's washing his hands. I have no problem with that. I go to the washroom, sometimes wash my hands because I write with pens.
Yeah, you never know. You get a dirty hand.
Yeah. But then he uses the bathroom afterwards.
Oh, odd order.
It's very odd. It's a very odd thing because then he left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
And so that was the odd thing, was that washing of the hands, the using of the restroom, and then he leaves.
Mm-hmm. You think maybe he was distracted?
By what?
I don't know. Maybe something's going on in his life.
I don't know. But I just thought, I was like... And it's always one of them, because that was the dude, I'm not saying it was necessarily him, but the dude that used to brush his teeth and spit broccoli chunks in there came from that same direction they come from.
Okay.
So we need to figure out who these people are coming from this stairwell.
Yeah, because we can't even use
the
stairwell.
We can't use a stairwell.
I would love to use a stairwell if I ever need to get down to 8, because it's much faster just to walk a flight of stairs down than to catch the elevator, use your key card, go down, scan your
finger in. They're coming out of the stairwell and not from across the hall?
They're coming out this stairwell is right here
right outside our door.
Yeah, right outside our door. They're coming out
here.
You
can't walk into. Like, it's locked, isn't it?
As far as I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I've been stuck in that stairwell before.
Dude, I'm glad I had my phone with me one day. I got stuck in that hallway, that stairwell, on a Saturday.
Oh, no one's here.
Yeah, well, no one's here. Yeah. Luckily, the Georgia fan. He was the producer of me and Chuckery.
Oh, okay, cool.
And so I'm like, he don't never answer his damn phone. So I'm like stuck in this stairwell over here, being damn nosy, trying to see where stuff go.
Yeah.
Because we remember that time when all the power went out,
uh-huh.
and we had to, on a Saturday, and we had to walk up these damn stairs, and I went up the wrong stairwell first. Like, I was going to quit.
Mm-hmm.
I was quitting today.
I was one of the first nights I worked there. The bathroom was being cleaned or something like that on 9, so I was going to walk down the stairwell, went down there, locked, back up to 9, locked. Uh-oh. What are we going to do? So I just pounded the door really hard, and luckily somebody heard it and let me out.
But yeah.
I could have been stuck in there all night.
Yeah, man. Yeah, dog. These stairwells, they're tricky.
Yeah.
They're like, you need to go to the east stairwell. That's the one that takes you all the way up to the 9th floor. So I was like, hold on.
I don't know. It's all very complicated. So anyway, the guy went in there, washed his hands, went to the bathroom, and then left. Huh?
Yeah.
It's pretty weird.
I just wonder,
his mind's on something else.
But everybody who comes out of there, like, that stairwell is where the most, and I still think, I don't care what nobody says, is the ghettoest thing ever in the world, is people who speak on their phone on the speakerphone in public.
In public,
and he just walks up and down the highway talking. That's the one who, I was telling you, the guy who was on the phone with his wife or somebody, she said they need to... Their life insurance or something was about to expire.
Maybe, was it the same guy?
No, it's a different guy.
Oh, okay.
But that's what I'm saying.
If you're going backwards in the bathroom, washing and then bathroom and then leave, something's going on with
you. I'm just
lady.
Telling you, man, it's some damn weirdos.
That guy might have walked
in
on his wife.
It's some weirdo. That's why I'm glad I'm glad I damn door locked.
Me too.
Because there's some weirdos come out that damn.
They do give us a pretty clear indicator of how important we are, though, because to get to 8, you got to use the key card.
Yes.
Get to 9, anybody.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Yeah.
Come on.
And why is that? Because of who? Which is it?
They got to protect Big Tigger, I think.
No. What about protecting Andy and Randy?
We didn't do Rap City, the basement.
Yeah, that's true. We're not pioneers.
I don't know. Joyce Littell, she's a Hall of Famer. Yeah, she's on 8.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't have any Hall of Famers
up here. We're not pioneers.
Yeah, but someday, who knows? God willing.
Well, I don't think 8 has water.
Exactly.
In a microwave.
Exactly. Exactly. All the amenities.
You got to go through two glass doors to get to Tigger.
Yeah.
With IDs on both.
You damn sure do.
You do.
You got to use a key card to get on the elevator and go through two fingerprint encrypted glass doors.
And there's a front desk lady who's going
to. You know, Miss Janice
got. You want Janet on you.
She got something. You know how.
The last thing you want is Janet.
You know how they got there? Like,
that's why she's down there. Let Tigger know somebody coming.
Hey, man. I bet.
They got through security.
I bet Miss Janice got that heat up under that desk.
Oh,
it's already holstered. She ain't pushing a button to let y'all in. She grabbing that heat.
Exactly.
You ever seen both of Janet's hands when you come through that
Never
door?
Never have. Nope,
you
only
see
one.
Only
yep.
one.
You only see one.
And I finally just started getting the wave after the Christmas party last year when Joyce Littell co-signed me. Before, all I got was...
Joyce Littell validated
finally.
You.
Finally. Because you know, Janet doesn't like everybody. I got the co-sign, and finally now I get the little wave. Before, I just got this. Like the raised eyebrows, like, who are you?
Right.
What are you doing here? Are you here to harm Big Digger? Like, what are you doing
here?
Yeah,
baby, yeah. She only weighs that one hand, so I'm assuming that right hand on the desk.
How you doing,
on that,
baby?
On that heat right there. Mid-Jab
well,
got
you get
that,
a how you doing, yeah. baby? Dang, what'd you do?
But Bo worked down there for a while.
Oh, that's
so she saw him.
Dude,
more.
We was neighbors for a couple years.
Okay, got
yeah, but yeah, Janet got that heat up under the holster, ready.
But that's also why the Star 94 studio is right there to let Tigger know if somebody's coming.
Exactly.
They're
going
to get y'all first.
Janet.
They're going to get y'all first.
First line of defense, Jen Hobby.
Get Tigger out of here. I bet Tigger got a back door and everything.
Oh, yeah. He's got an emergency exit.
Yeah.
100%.
Helicopter on the roof.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Get him out of here. Yeah. Protect him at all costs. Followed by Greg Street. He's right after him. Those are the two. What is it? They have you can't have the president and vice president in the same place. One of them has to be, if it's like a threat,
yes.
they have to be
yes.
separate. Those are those are ours.
Oh, did you see this right here?
Designated survivor.
The Brazilian soccer star Hulk.
Uh-huh.
He just married his ex-wife's niece.
Okay.
Making his three children and his new wife first cousins. Nasty son of a. Oh, my God.
The man's a Brazilian soccer icon. He's got a lot of people to choose from, and he's keeping it right in the same family tree.
Married his wife's niece.
Come on, Hulk.
Come on, man. So that's why I don't let folks. That's why I don't let my children spend the night at folks' house. I'm pretty sure his niece spent the night with his kids.
Oh, dude, that's weird.
Weirdo.
That's weird.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, come on, Hulk.
Come on, Hulk.
Terrible. Let's get to the big story
God
of the day.
Dog. You nasty somebody.
Nasty. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Okay, never mind. She's a lot older than them.
The rumor is Carson Beck's being motivated by a lady as well.
Who?
He's got an adult film girlfriend.
Who?
Carson Beck.
Oh, Carson Beck. He messing with.
That's the rumors.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So I've seen on social media.
Oh, so
so it must be true.
Yeah.
So BSO said.
Oh, he's dating a star.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Good. Good for him.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? It's working.
Damn sure is.
He's in the national championship game.
He could do nothing when he was dating. What's the twins
yeah,
name?
Yeah, he was dating a basketball player. All he did was throw interceptions in big games.
But no, I mean, I thought he was good. I don't think they should have thrown as much because they were running the hell out of football against Ole Miss. They were, just gashing Ole Miss. But yet they just couldn't put Ole Miss away. They controlled every aspect of this game, Andy. The clock, the time of possession, running play, everything. And yet they could not, for whatever reason, put this Ole Miss team away. Give a lot of credit to them.
Definitely.
Them young men, that coaching staff, you know, the offensive coordinator, doing dual duty, flying back and forth, man. And, you know, obviously that team rallying and playing their best at the right time. And they had an opportunity to win the game.
Yeah.
They had an opportunity. After all that, with what Miami did so much better, they still had an opportunity to win that football
game. Yeah, no, they proved a lot, obviously, throughout the year, just to win all those games and get to the playoff in the first place. But everybody knows the story now, the Lane Kiffin saga, and for them to keep winning and be, you know, a play away from the national championship game, it's a hell of a story. I mean, it really is one of the wildest and ended up being pretty cool for them. I mean, the Lane part of it is what it is, but the Ole Miss side of it ended up being a pretty fun story.
Yeah,
I don't know that there's a better story that I can remember in years than if Indiana wins the national championship.
I mean –
like,
is there one?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Like,
it is. You want, I mean, just the fact is that there's so many firsts with this team, you know, as far as the program itself. Undefeated season,
mm-hmm.
Big Ten. I know they've won it, but I'm talking about It's been like.
Yeah.
Yeah. They win.
You got to watch black and white film.
Yes. And so obviously we'll talk about more on Monday if they're actually in the game against Miami. But I mean, this is, I thought this turnaround of this squad, first of all, tells you how good of a coach Cignetti is.
Yep.
Then second of all, it just shows you the times it is. Because this ain't going to fall off considering the players that they got coming next year. Mm-hmm. Like, top players want to go to Indiana now.
Might be the craziest part of all.
Yeah, top players want to go to Indiana.
Is they've done all this winning over 2 years, which is insane. And if they cap it up with the national championship, it really is a fairy tale.
Yeah.
But to also transform that program into a destination, which they've motivated some boosters to pay, obviously, because you have to do that. They're not just coming because, you know, Cignetti says fun stuff in press conferences. They're coming because they're getting paid to go there too,
right?
I mean, not to take anything away from it, but that's a part of it.
Right.
You have to pay them to get them. But to even get them to want to go there to get paid, it's crazy.
Yeah,
like
it's unbelievable.
In 2 years, they've become that, and now like we're sitting here, they're the favorites. Like it would be surprising if Indiana isn't in the national championship. Well, I mean, Oregon might beat them. Oregon's good too, but you know what I mean. Like for them to be the odds-on favorite to win the national championship with Miami. Ole Miss is kind of a new member to the party too, but Oregon, who's been there a lot over the last 15, 20 years, it's crazy.
Yeah,
but it's, you know, it's, there's a lot of different ways to look at it. Like if you're a fan of a program that hasn't been there before, you can convince yourself that we're some money and a good coach away.
100%.
If you're a 100%. Fan of a team that has been there traditionally and you're not, you're probably more mad about it because it's like, well, what the hell? They can do it.
Yeah.
Why can't we do it?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, you got to have a guy like him who's a phenomenal coach, and you got to get the quarterback right. And for whatever, he's got the quarterback right twice. And then you got those guys believing. And then there's a lot of veteran players. They got guys that got a lot of skin in college
Their
football.
Average age is 23.
Yeah, they got a lot of guys with that.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, that's going to help when you look at 23 versus 18,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think, I don't know what Oregon's is, but I'm sure Oregon's one of the younger teams in college
just
football.
Based on the fact that they get big recruiting classes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so, Cignetti has a formula. I don't know if Indiana will ever be a top 10 rivals recruiting aspect or whatever it is. They'll never be that.
Who knows? Probably not.
But they got a big time coach that veterans want to come play for. And he's going to continue to get the quarterback right. Who are they getting the portal?
The kid from TCU.
Okay.
Josh Hoover.
Okay.
That had set all the passing records at TCU last year, which again is like, you know, TCU is the national championship three years ago. And now their quarterback's leaving to go play for Indiana.
Yes.
Because Indiana's a better situation. I don't know. I mean, it's how it's done these days. It's also, I don't know. We talk about like it being, is it good? Is it bad? Whatever. It's definitely reflective of society.
Right.
Isn't it? Like, it's all pretty temporary, transactional, microwave. Everyone expects everything immediately, but it's also possible that it can, you know?
Yes.
Like, it's different than what we kind of think of college football as historically,
right.
traditionally, mm-hmm. the college football that we grew up with. But isn't it kind of appropriate for what, like, society is for young people right now?
What
college football is right now? Everything's just go do whatever you want.
Oh, no doubt about it, man. No doubt about it. And nothing.
Short term.
Everything's short term.
Disposable.
It's all about microwave now.
Yep.
It's all about microwave. That's why you see in head coaches get fired so quick. That's why you're seeing giving up on quarterbacks so quick. And it's amazing that people like our age were the ones that were not in that, were raised in this, have come over to that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, grown ass. Like, oh, yeah.
I know.
Won't ever be me.
Not me. I mean, I'll watch the games, but I'm not, you know.
Oh, damn senior citizen discounted ass millennials. I'm good.
TikTok dance. Getting hurt doing a TikTok dance.
Hell
did you pull something doing
a
TikTok dance?
Hip-eye.
You're too old. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk some NFL football. 6 games this weekend. Wild card playoffs coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whoa, whoa!
Idaho. Funk Friday here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Final couple segments for us. As always, the final hour. The radio show is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Get to an AMA in about 15 minutes from right now. Any question, any topic. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Ask us anything. Maybe the busiest news week in the history of our show?
One of them.
In terms of like magnitude of stories?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's not every week that the franchise player gets traded anyway.
Yes.
This is the biggest trade the Hawks have made since we've been doing this, because the Luka trade thing was before we started. Unfortunately, it's not as infrequent, but it's also not every day that the Falcons clean house.
Yeah, which they
every
did.
Couple years.
Yeah, but, which they did. Yeah, it's been a wild week, man. It seems like in sports. I mean, we talk about NBA now. We talk about the Hawks. We read reports. Different players are still linked to the Hawks. Anthony Davis. We were having fun with him, and he gets hurt again last night. Hurt his hand last night. Like, what the hell? All right, whatever. And then we just talk about Ja Morant. It does seem like it's about time. It seems like that relationship needs to be severed.
It's different because of the details.
Yes.
Ja in Memphis and Trey in Atlanta. Yes. But in terms of like it kind of feeling like time for a fresh start,
yes.
Similar.
Yeah, it seems like it's about that time for them to kind of, go their separate ways.
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's another one where it's like, what are you going to get in return for Ja Morant?
It's Ja Morant. Oh, man. That, now,
what do you mean by that?
Like, I don't know what you get for
him. You said that like
I don't think it'd be like a trade package.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be a trade package, would it?
I don't know. I mean, you're taking a pretty big risk.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. I view him different than like people getting like I was one of the people stop being a dumbass. And everything with the – I don't think that's him, though. Meaning, I don't think he – who we think he is with the flashing of the all that other stuff that would get him in trouble. I think he's just a country boy from South Carolina that got money and want to be hard. That's my thought process.
No, I agree. That's who I think he is, though.
Yeah, no, but I think he's a poor
decision maker.
I think other people look at him as him.
I don't think he's.
Yeah,
like
I don't think that's him.
No, I don't think he's like.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call.
Yeah,
that.
I don't think John Morant's a thug.
No,
you know what I mean.
I don't either.
I think though. I don't say he did. I just think that some people look at their view like, oh, no. I think John is a bad decision maker.
Yeah, I just think he's a bad decision maker. I think he's a knucklehead.
Who's a wannabe tough guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I think
that's just me.
But again, like that. That's right.
Okay. You're like, where can he go? He can go anywhere. He's a great player.
He is a great player.
He's a great damn player.
And he's still so young.
Yes.
I know, but and that's what makes it so interesting is like somebody will probably do it.
Yeah.
It needs to be a situation where.
Like his ass don't need to be in Atlanta.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Like I think that,
Atlanta, Miami.
If you're.
His ass is Utah.
Young, rich country boy who's. Influenced easily and the knucklehead. Yeah, I don't know that he needs to be in Atlanta or Miami or Chicago or New York or LA.
Send him to Utah, where his boy live at.
Utah actually might be a really good place.
Yeah, send him to Utah, where his homie at.
Who's that?
YB, man. YB live up in the mountains.
Oh, really?
YB live up in the mountains up in Utah.
I didn't know that. I don't know. I don't know where it is. I like what you're talking about. I can't get over the talent. Like he's just such a ridiculously talented, freakish athlete who, when he has been, taking it seriously and not suspended for being silly, he's won a lot of basketball games, man. They were the top two seed in the Western Conference a couple of different times. His value is not what it could be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, I don't know when his value would have been at its highest, but it's certainly not now. Same thing with Trey. Like Trey's value probably could have never been lower than when they moved him now. Like Trey, obviously 5 years ago had way more value, but you never would have traded him then because you were trying to build around and win with him. Looks like he's going to wear number 3 in Washington.
There you go.
Number 11 is retired for Elvin Hayes.
Elvin.
Kind of an interesting juxtaposition with Trey and Elvin Hayes, where Trey, in his first game tonight for the Wizards, will not play.
Yes.
He's listed as out because of whatever he's dealing with, right quad contusion.
Right.
Elvin Hayes, who were number 11 for the Wizards, or Bullets actually, missed nine games in his 16-year career. I bet he had a quad contusion before.
We're in low-top Converse.
Yeah, man.
We're in low-top Converse.
This picture
Converse.
Here, he's got some shell tops on.
Shell tops on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting elbowed in the chest and in the sternum.
Yeah. He might have had a quad contusion
or two, or some broken hands, broken fingers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Old Elvin was playing through it.
Needed rest, you know.
Elvin Ernest Hayes.
Oh, man.
They don't name people that anymore.
That's a strong, good old school name.
Elvin, by the way, still kicking. 80 years old.
Really?
From Rayville, Louisiana. I don't know if Bo knows where Rayville, Louisiana is, but sounds like a place where a guy named Elvin Ernest Hayes would be from. You know what I mean?
Elvin, what?
Elvin Ernest Hayes.
Elvis Ernest Hayes. That is a great. He was named after his father and his granddaddy.
Yeah, exactly. Both of them.
Father and granddaddy.
Elvin's his grandpa and Ernest is his dad. They called him Big E. I don't know we're going to talk about Elvin Hayes, but I'm happy we are.
Elvin
Guy Hayes. Looks like an absolute certified badass. He looks exactly like you would think, because, you know, his heyday was in the 60s and 70s in the NBA. He was on that 78 championship team with Wes Unseld in Washington, so he's got the sideburns, you know.
Oh.
He's a perfect guy to be talking about on Funk Friday.
I mean, yeah.
That man's got a vinyl collection to rival any person in the world.
You know when his ass showed up to the arena, he had on some bell bottoms.
And some fur,
and
probably,
some fur.
When they're in a cold city.
Yes, yes. He came for that thing.
Big collar.
Clean.
Up and down to here.
Clean.
Some
what a chain.
Gold chains.
What a damn chain.
Big medallion.
Clean. Clean as hell.
Yeah, I don't know.
The good old days.
It's hard to say you don't miss the old days, you know, when guys used to be like that. And also would only miss nine games in 16 years. Elvin had to be dead practically to not play. Anyway, Trey won't play tonight for the Washington Wizards. I don't know what the status is. It hasn't been announced yet as far as I've seen. Maybe you guys have. As far as CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert. The trade has been made official. It happened like right as we came on the air. That was kind of weird. It lingered for a couple days and wasn't official. I don't know why. If it was physicals or they were maybe trying to flip one of those contracts again, it wouldn't be surprising to see CJ McCollum's $30 million expiring contract moved again.
Yeah.
They can't, apparently, by
they can't
rule,
do it
package
first.
Them.
Right.
They can't put those two guys together,
right.
So they'd have to be separate trades. But, I mean, an expiring contract is an expiring contract, and $30 million is a nice piece if you're trying to acquire somebody.
Yeah, I think that we mentioned a lot of this yesterday. The Wizards are going to be extra careful with Trey. You know, one, because he's injured. Two, because they don't want to win a lot of games.
Yeah, they're trying to lose.
And so he won't play as much. And he's going to play when they play the Hawks. And he's going to come in here and drop 50, 60 on them. He's going to try to come in here and drop 50, 60 on the Hawks. But
I really do hope that he plays in those games.
Me
too. That would be really fun to watch.
But again, they're going to have separate days of, like, game day. Because the tribute video is going to be fair. And it should be. You can't narrow down him in a TV timeline.
Mm-hmm. No, I hope they would.
You know,
I don't think they would.
Yeah, can't do that.
It would have to be a pregame.
With this young man was meant to this organization. I mean, this dude, I mean, he was a bona fide star in this league.
Definitely.
And so, you know, it's going to be really weird. I mean, I know they didn't play a lot of games with him, but he was still on the team. Now, he's officially gone. He's got a number and everything. He's probably moved his family and everybody up to Washington, all that stuff. But, yeah, I mean – is it a new chapter of Hawks basketball?
Definitely.
Yeah. So it's a new chapter.
Yeah. I mean, this was to be honest, like, this was one of the best chapters. I know they were only, you know, they're playing after the.
But he had a further than anybody.
He did. The run that they went on in 21 was the furthest run they've ever gone in as Atlanta Hawks. And again, I know that some of the wins losses weren't where you wanted them to be, which is ultimately why he's moved. I mean, he's still like in the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
He's still in the skills competition. He's like the face of the franchise and representing the organization in those ways. But yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, it was the Trey Young era, and now it's, I guess, the Jalen Johnson era, or we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what this era becomes. But
they needed to be either his or this number three overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
protect the pick that they're going to have in this draft. That's the new iteration of what the Hawks are going to be going forward. Mm-hmm. Jalen's what,
24, 23, something area. Like that, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, he – and you're looking at him, and I know somebody sent me a clip the other day about LeBron talking about him like a Scottie Pippen, like a Scottie Pippen role is like the point forward in those things. Like he's going to have to keep doing that. You know, he's going to have to be the playmaker of this offense. Like, and he had it, and he's sure. embraced it. Yeah. He should be an all-star this year. Could if he's be. Not, it's going to be – what the hell are y'all thinking about? But he should be an all-star this week. I mean, this year. So, I mean, you know, when we talk about, like you were saying, that was a fun era with Trey. It was. More success than they've ever had.
And more fun early, I would say, than it was the last
few
years.
Oh, no doubt about it.
It was more frustrating the last few years.
Yes, it has been.
And, I mean, I'm not pinning that on him. I mean, they tried to build guys around him. Just didn't win a lot of games. So you get it. Now you just got to hope they're right, you know, that it was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was if he wanted to go and they were ready to move on. They couldn't get the deal before the season started, so I understand it. Now, Quinn Snyder's got to show us.
Show me something. Show me something.
What all that hype was about.
About what?
Because they were 13-9 without him, which is fine, but it's not like that's some great record, you know? I also don't think that had that much to do with them moving on from him. It was like they were better without him. Like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
I
but no,
it's not like they were 22-6.
It was a time. It was time.
Yeah,
everybody felt it.
Yep.
And so it's like, okay, let's go on it because without Trey, I don't look at it as a reset.
No.
Yeah, I don't look at it as a reset. Somebody was like, oh, they got a reset and everything. I don't look at it as a reset. But you got to get it. This has to be right.
It's so hard to go from the middle to.
Top.
Up.
Yes.
It's so hard in the NBA to not hit the reset button completely, tank, get a draft pick. But that's where that draft pick comes in, like you said. They were able to trick the Pelicans into sending them that pick unprotected. You might not have to go bad to get that great pick. It's a good draft, too. So anyway, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Load them up. Funk Friday. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code Apron 20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Game.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. You were just telling me some college football news.
Yeah,
about
it says that our Ole Miss has filed a waiver because Trinidad Chambliss did not play his second season at Ferris State where he transferred in, dealing with persistent respiratory issues. His attorney, Tom Mars, has indicated he is also preparing legal action in Mississippi for an injunction and damages. So they're going to force them to give him this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he just has to decide if he wants to take it.
Yeah.
I would go to all this trouble and not do it.
That's
right?
True. So I'm like, hey, no, but you still, you know what? Yeah, you got to go do it because he's still going to put his evaluation in.
Yeah.
And so.
And if he comes back as a first rounder.
You got to go.
You got to go.
You got to go.
Ferris State University. Any guesses as to where that might be located?
It is in Ohio.
Michigan.
Okay.
Good guess, though. Midwest. All right, phone lines are open and they're half full, so that means there's three available, 404-726-0929. If you want to jump on hold on a Funk Friday and ask us a question, we'll start with James, who's in Decatur. Hey, James.
Hey, man. How y'all doing up there?
Pretty good.
Look, I just got a question. Did you think the Falcons ever consider the defense coordinator for head coaching jobs? Thanks.
Thank you, James.
No.
No. But they did tell the Cowboys to kick rocks.
Yeah, I mean,
they tried to interview him.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing that because you don't know what's because he's going to be in demand as a D coordinator. But there's a lot of good defensive coordinators out there. But yeah, if I'm the Falcons at the position where I'm at right now, I'm not letting any of my coaches go except for like special teams coach guys like that.
Yeah, right.
But there's two coaches that are, right now would be off limit.
Old Brick.
It would be Brick. It would be Led. If I'm looking at it from that standpoint, those two dudes would be all limits.
Yeah, and again, for people that maybe didn't see that story, the Cowboys requested to interview Ulbrich for their DC job.
Yes.
Falcons blocked it. Pretty common stuff. It happens every offseason.
Yes.
With I think the Falcons even did it with Ryan Nielsen briefly after they moved on from Arthur Smith and then ultimately moved on from the whole staff. But it's not uncommon for that to happen.
No.
You also heard Arthur Blank talk about Ulbrich yesterday pretty glowingly.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like the two kind of answers he gave about right now was they asked him if Penix is the franchise quarterback, and he said
yes.
Which is kind of what you have to say.
Yeah, man.
Like, if you said
I'm trying to figure that out.
Even if it ultimately isn't true, that's kind of what you have to say yesterday in real time, because he's under contract, and he was a top 10 pick. And then, he said, I like Ulbrich. I would encourage
him.
Or recommend or whatever, the incoming coach to consider him, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Hello,
happy Mo. Happy New Year.
Happy
I guess
New
I
year.
Still say it. My birthday was yesterday, so technically it's a whole new year. I got a random question for y'all, man. Like, I know Andy says he eats an apple every day, so I'm assuming that's your favorite fruit. Randy, what is your favorite fruit? And I had a Randy moment the other day. One of my friends was like, hey, if you could put together the perfect woman, who would it be? And I immediately said, my lady.
Yeah,
there you go, Mo.
There you go, Mo.
There you go, Mo.
There you go.
Hell yeah, dude. You finally learned something. We finally learned you something. Hell
hey,
yeah.
Look, you done learned me something. It took 47 years. All right,
yeah, there you go,
you
Mo.
Finally learned you something, man. I don't have one.
You know?
Nah. I mean, I don't really eat fruit a lot. But I have to start drinking more water. Because I was dehydrated all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I was like doing on the treadmill. I had the new sweat thing that I have. And dude, I was fine after. We got Twin Peaks and I was like, oh!
Yeah.
It was creeping up them little gremlins, but people are creeping up in my side.
You got to stay hydrated.
Yeah, man, them little gremlins.
No, I mean, you're not even like a mango?
Mm-mm.
No?
I'll eat like
bananas?
I'll eat a banana because Sebastian likes
bananas.
That's
good for the cramps, too.
I'll eat a banana.
Yeah.
We eat grapes, something like that. That's about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think apple is my favorite. I do eat an apple every day. I really do like apples. I also really like raspberries. You got to eat the raspberries quick, though. They go bad fast.
They do that.
We buy a lot of fruit with, I don't know. Kids like fruit, I guess. Yeah. Or you
have
want them to eat it because it's good for them.
Have you done frozen raspberries yet?
No.
Stick them in the freezer, man. Kids freaking love them.
Yeah, really?
Man. Oh, yeah. Olivia loves. She'll sit there and eat a whole pint of raspberries frozen.
Oh, yeah. Great tip. Thank you. We've done frozen blueberries because you can get the
also
bag
great.
Of frozen blueberries.
Yes. Frozen grapes.
We go through a lot of fruit, man. Like
that's a good snack, man.
It's a good
it's
snack
a good
and
snack.
It's healthy
it's
for
it's
them and
snack.
All that, and
snack.
That's good. But this is one of those things that, like, because people always ask us, like, what did you not know about being a parent, whatever. I'll tell you that. If you're expecting right now, set aside a fruit budget because you're going to be spending a lot of money on blackberries and blueberries and grapes and bananas and whatnot.
And that's good, though, because if it's not, it's the opposite end of the spectrum where all they want is freaking, like, candy.
That's all they want.
But, like, Sebastian loves fruit. He's going to eat it.
Mm.
Like, she just texted me. They're at the market right now. And I bet you right now, because I threw away one the day before yesterday, he's going to come home with the pineapple, a real pineapple.
He does like pineapples.
But won't eat it.
He just likes how they look.
He just likes how they look. So he will come home today with a pineapple.
That is really great.
No doubt about it.
That's really
funny. No doubt about it. You ever heard of dragon fruit?
Uh-huh. I heard of that.
He has too. And if he goes to the store, you know what he wants? Daddy, dragon fruit.
They're cool looking. They're actually really bland.
He don't want to eat it.
I know
he
you would never
look at it.
You would never think that.
Yeah.
You would think of dragon fruit. That must be exotic.
Yeah,
it looks
man.
Cool, but
dragon stop. Fruit.
Cut it open. It's nothing special. My kids also really like those apple sauce packs.
Yeah, man. The go-go.
Which is good. It's good. It's the same applesauce that comes in the big tub. And the big tub is a lot cheaper.
Yeah,
my kids
same
only,
applesauce.
My kids only want it if it's
split into like
personalized
half ounce
squeezer
and
thing.
Charge you twice as much.
I did one time try to like wash it out, save it, and put other applesauce in it. Can't really do it. I don't know how they fill it up. They must have a machine because I couldn't do it. Anyway, Adam's in Atlanta. Hey, Adam.
Hey guys, how are you doing? Love the show, guys.
Thank you. Love you.
You think there's a lot of back channeling going with Matt LaFleur? Like, can you actually do that and like talk about what's the potential that he might be interested in? And we're waiting for this playoff game, hopefully to end with a loss by Green Bay, so we can try to go after him if they let him go, which is, I know, highly unlikely, but there is a chance. So would there be any like talking about it now because they don't want to make any decisions until they get Matt Ryan in potentially, but that's their guy. Maybe they're just going to wait another week and a half and just before they start doing anything outside of hiring a GM and all the other stuff. What do you feel about that?
Why is Matt LaFleur the guy?
I don't know. That's a rumor.
What'd you say?
I said, there's a rumor that Matt LaFleur's the guy?
Well, I guess, I don't know. Falcons fans really want
him. Okay. I didn't know somebody reported that or not. But, there's always back channeling. You're not going to tell me that Matt Ryan ain't suggesting stuff, okay?
Oh, for sure.
We ain't no dumbass.
Also, Matt LaFleur has an agent who knows all kinds of different people, and I'm sure there's conversations.
Yeah, it is. Oh, real quick, Andy, the Trinidad, the original part of it is that the NCAA denied it.
Oh.
Yeah, they denied his six-year eligibility.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay, so that's why all the other stuff came down and everything like that.
You know the craziest tweet I saw yesterday?
It?
Yeah, don't deny it. I mean, everybody gets to play forever now.
Yeah.
Not Kadarius Toney. What's Toney's name that plays for Miami?
Malachi
Toney was 11.
Yeah.
When Carson Beck was a freshman.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy? That's true.
Damn.
That's not just somebody saying, "Damn, Carson's old." No, legitimately, Malachi Toney was 11 years old when Carson Beck was a freshman. Great, because he's only 18 now.
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to be a senior in high school, which imagine that.
Yes. He was quarterback at, American Heritage, I think it was a quarterback.
Where's that at?
In Plantation, Florida, down in
Miami. Oh, it is, okay.
Yeah, I think it was a quarterback.
That catch that he made, I know his foot was out of bounds.
You see?
What in the absolute
He's a little strong.
World.
He's a little strong little joker, man.
Yeah.
He's a strong little
he's
joker.
He's a different type of dude.
Yeah, man. He is damn near
I'm glad
damn
we get
good.
To watch him play another game this year. Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
Hey, so if I was a ref, I just would have gave him that catch because his toe hit the ground first before his heel came down. I would have just gave it to him. I ain't going to lie to you.
I know.
That was a great
catch.
Hey,
but so speaking of which now, Carson Beck plays quarterback. So what if that was your kid playing like Toney, a receiver, and you had some 25, 26-year-old stud linebacker or safety back there? Would you still agree with that?
Oh, if my kid could skip high school and play for Miami?
Well, I'm just saying, if your kid played receiver or running back,
all right,
and you had like a 25, 26-year-old stud linebacker back there just knocking the crap out of kids, would you still agree with it?
I mean,
my question.
Okay.
If Jack ends up being able to play like Malachi Toney, and all the coaches are like, "Yeah, he's ready," I'd probably,
Yeah, I'd be right. I mean, it is what it is with the age thing, man. I mean, I do think sometimes you're like, okay, he's a grown-ass man and he's a child still, but he's still out there playing football.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's always...
It's so few and far between with these guys, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's very rare for guys to skip a year of high school to play college football a year early.
Yeah, it's very rare to have a 26-year-old middle linebacker.
That's very rare, too.
Yeah, like maybe a quarterback. Remember, we had a 20... How old was Bruce? We were 18, so Bruce was like 26, 27, but he came.
Mormon?
No, Marine.
Oh.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah.
Tim's incoming. Hey, Tim.
What's going on?
Hi, Tim.
So my question is, if the Hawks could go back in time to 2018.
Yes, they would have kept Luka. Yes,
Luka.
Keep Luka. Yes.
Keep Luka.
Yes, you keep Luka. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I already did the question.
Yes.
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 Yes. You got Luka.
But hey, look, neither one of those guys play for the teams that
But I don't give
anymore.
A damn. I would love to see Luka in Atlanta.
Yeah, me too. Me too. That would have been really good. There's also people that work for the organization that wanted Luka.
Yes.
They just decided to go with Trey. Now, Trey was good too.
Trey was good. I'm not going to take that away from him. But yes, I would have liked, yes.
Trey was great. Yes. If they could go back and do
yes.
it, they would take Luka. Josh is in Swanee. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. The Falcons, obviously, are going through a lot of turnover. They also announced that they're going to have new uniforms for this new regime of the Atlanta Falcons. I have a question for all four of y'all. What combination or what style of uniform do all of y'all want to see the Atlanta Falcons in? Me, personally, I want to see the red helmet, black jersey, white pants modernized, make that their home jersey, find an away jersey to go with that, and then their throwback needs to be the jersey they wore in the first Super Bowl, the black helmet, the black jersey and the gray pants with the heavy stripes. Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Josh. I'm all for the red helmet.
I'm all for the gray pants.
Which one's that?
The one that Josh talked about. They won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me right there.
Yeah. I just, you know, these jerseys right now, they're all right. Those ones are great though.
Yeah.
Like you have a great uniform, couple of great uniforms. The black helmets from the '90s and the red helmets from before that. both elite. Yep. And it sounds like they're going to change. So good. A fresh restart.
We get to see Boosie.
Oh, good.
Yes, he avoids jail time.
Good.
Yeah, Boosie's not going to jail. He's got, it says he's receiving a sentence of time served along with the fine and community service. All right.
So good, because it was going to be a tough week if Trey gets traded.
Tough, and then Boosie goes to jail.
Oh, all right. Man.
All right.
I don't think we could have absorbed all that bad news.
Yeah. All right.
Good. Thank goodness.
Yes. All of yes.
Thank goodness. Derek is in ball ground. Hey, Derek.
All right, boys. Absorb that. You guys good?
We're doing great.
All right. Sweet. Hey, back to your fruit problem. When it comes to all your fruit going bad, you need to work on smoothies for your kids.
Smoothies, yeah.
Take all that stuff that's about 2 days away and just throw it in the blender with some ice, maybe some yogurt, call it a day.
Yep, that's a good tip.
Yep, game over. Go Falcons.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, appreciate the tip, brother. Appreciate the tip.
Thank you, Derek. Derek just wanted to call in and inform us about smoothies.
Peanut butter, also great in smoothies.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, we do a little like a little protein powder as well, kind of make it a meal.
Oh, okay. Nice. Nice.
I know people use old bananas, I think, for banana bread at times
as
well.
My wife will do that.
I'll tell you what, Randy, the quality of banana my dad used to throw in some of these smoothies.
I can only imagine. If I know Mr. G, that thing was damn near, it was past black.
You know, the other thing you can do with bananas that are going bad like that, freeze them and then put them in the smoothie frozen because the blender will mix it all up. They don't have to put any ice in it because the ice just kind of waters it down anyway.
My wife does smoothies, all that stuff. I did do it. I'm good.
Anti-smoothie?
No, I'm not anti-anything. I just don't want to.
How come?
I don't eat breakfast too many times.
Yeah. Well, you can do a smoothie for an afternoon.
I'm here all afternoon.
Snack? Are frozen red drinks not hard enough?
What?
Is it almost like a daiquiri? Yeah. Is that?
No. I actually don't have anything against that. Now, I got stuff against. I don't have nothing against daiquiris either. I ain't drinking it, but I don't got nothing against it, okay? don't try to do me like that, okay? It's Friday.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
I don't have a problem with smoothies at all. I don't have a problem with daiquiris, okay?
The term smoothie is a little soft, though.
I've drank smoothies, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's probably a hard-ass smoothie.
You're damn right. I always got the Hulk. Yeah. I always got the Hulk. I wasn't getting no fruity raspberry banana. And if you drink that, I don't have a problem with it. I'm not talking about nobody. I'm talking about my preference, all right? It was chocolate with whey protein and, like, all kind of
manly smoothie.
But I'm not saying that raspberry smoothies are not manly. I didn't say that.
You might almost have to call that a shake.
I'm not saying that, okay? All right, man. Okay, you're not going to get me. It's Friday,
I'm not
okay?
trying to get
yes,
anybody.
Yes, you are. You're trying to get me to say that smoothies and stuff is soft. No, it's not. All right? No, it's not. it's not.
Okay.
All right.
So smoothies are hard, then.
I didn't say that. I just said they're not soft.
Okay.
I like smoothies.
I do too.
You drink smoothies. Both drink smoothies. Everybody drinks smoothie. And nothing wrong with it.
Had a lot right with it.
Yeah.
Nutritious.
Very much so. Let's go, man. Before I say something else.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My takeaway of the day is that smoothies are good.
Okay? They are good.
I'm not going to go there with you, Andy. I know what you were trying to do. And then me and Elvin Hayes should have been in the same era together.
Yeah, Elvin Hayes. Shout out to Elvin
no
Hayes.
Doubt, no doubt about it.
Hulk's a freak.
Yeah, man.
Hulk's a nasty ass
freak.
Nasty ass freak, man.
She's a nice thing lady, though.
I'm sure she is. She's Brazilian.
Aristocrat Joe shows his true colors when he referred to Abe and me as the producers in the control room.
Yeah, that was some big time stuff.
That was big
there
time. You get your name called second to the damn press conference.
It took 47 years, but our guy Mo finally learned something.
About damn time, Mo.
And at one point during the show, Randy did call Trevor Lawrence a hot-ass quarterback.
He did. Bo talked about his silky hair, and Randy said that. Have a great weekend, Matt. Have a great weekend.